And now, Skip Andrews.
I want to thank you for listening today, and I hope that as we study today, we'll all be impressed by what the Bible says about the question, what is faith? This is a look at the gospel plan of salvation as we move right down the path from a person who is lost and knows nothing about the way of salvation to a person who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we are looking at the question, what is faith today? You might want to turn in your Bible to John 20. We'll be reading a couple verses from that text in a moment. Now, what is faith? Well, if we look at the concept of the way of salvation, the gospel plan of salvation, the good news out of sin, it shouldn't be too hard for us to know that there has to be something to believe in order to please God. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," which tells us to listen, pay attention, be a good hearer. The parable of the sower, Jesus teaches that there are four kinds of soil or hearts. One of those is good ground. God wants you, and you need to be good ground, a good listener, one who accepts those things that are right and true. And so, when we answer the question, what is faith, we are going to come up with that word, accept. Accept whatever is true. Embrace it. Believe it. Move upon it. And as a result of looking at two aspects of faith, what it is not and what it is, we will come down to this idea of accepting something because of the evidence. In John 20, 30 and 31, after John has given us a wealth of information about who Jesus is, from being God himself at the beginning of the book to being the light of the world and the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life, and so many other great lessons in his book, he has just told us about an incident where Thomas saw the evidence and said, "My Lord and my God." And then John writes in John 20, 30 and 31, "And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." The word believe is a verb. The word faith is a noun, and they're from the same root word in the original language. It doesn't look like that in English, but in the original language it looks obvious. And so faith and believing are the same family of words, and that's what we're talking about. What is faith, or what does it mean to believe, is the same thing. What faith is not, biblically speaking, faith in the first place is not the gift of God. In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, the apostle said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." We're not saved by the works of the law or the works of men. We're saved by faith. And that, the salvation, is the gift of God. The gift of God is salvation, Romans 6:23. Salvation here and eternal salvation afterward if we walk in the light while we live. So faith is not the gift of God in the sense that God just gives us something without our input, effort, in any way. Faith comes as a result of listening. Faith is not a blind leap in the dark. Some say, "Well, we walk by faith, not by sight," and they quote 2 Corinthians 5:7 as if that implies faith is where you stop with the evidence and then you jump to where you need to be because the evidence is insufficient. Faith is not a blind leap in the dark. Faith isn't a leap at all. Faith is something that has a foundation under it every step of the way. As a matter of fact, we can go back to John 20, 30, and 31 to back that up. These things are written, not that you might take a blind leap in the dark, because I'm finished writing, but these things are written that you might believe. Believe the thing, the fact, the truth that John was proving all through the book. Not only that, the proofs in the Gospel of John are independent proofs. Each one proves the point. John 1 proves that Jesus is God's Son from several perspectives. John 2, John 3, every chapter of the book independently proves that Jesus is the Son of God. And so faith is not a blind leap in the dark. Faith, on the negative side, is also not a one-time thing. Again, I encourage you to read Hebrews 11 to illustrate that. These men and women had faith for centuries, some of them, in order to arrive safely at the end of life. Noah lived for 950 years. He didn't have faith just one time, and that was it, but rather his faith was for his whole life. Faith is also not sufficient by itself. The last half of James 2, James writing to show us that faith is important, but so are works. Works are part of being saved. As a matter of fact, faith itself is a work. And so those who would tell you that we're saved, for example, by faith alone, need to read the second chapter of James. In the book of Revelation, when John writes to the seven churches of Asia, he reminds every one of them that their works are important, and their works will tell something about their faith, and their works will also be the basis of where they go in eternity. And so faith is never a thing that is to be thought of as by itself. It can do whatever we need done. Faith is connected to other things in the Scriptures. That's a little bit about what faith is not. Now let's spend some time on what faith is. Faith is the acceptance of evidence, hearing the truth with a receptive heart. I would again go back to the parable of the sower. In Matthew 13, in Mark 4, and Luke 8, we have the account of this parable from three writers. Each one of them reminds us that there are four types of soil in the parable, representing different hearts, different kinds of listeners, hearers, and that only one of those four ultimately ends up being good ground that lasts and lasts until the end. That's a symbol of that receptive heart, that heart that listens to the truth as it's presented and receives it, accepts it. That's what faith is, accepting evidence that proves something to be true, and we believe it because it is true. In John 6, when many of the disciples left Jesus and walked with them no more, he said, "Will you also go away?" And the response was, "How can we? We believe and are sure. We believe and know," the original says, "that you're the Son of God." Faith has truth under it, evidence under it. Faith is accepting that evidence. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. But faith also is an important part of the foundation for a godly life. It's no surprising thing that a chapter that shows how people lived godly lives begins with a statement about faith, Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then he shows illustrations of godly lives that were lived because of faith. Not faith alone, but faith is certainly involved, and it's stated over and over again in that chapter. Their godly lives had faith as a foundation, part of that foundation. In 2 Peter 1, when Peter begins to list what we often call the Christian graces, he says, "Add to your faith." Faith is the first of the eight things he gives, and they add the other things. They supply those things to their lives, their foundation for living, the way they act, the way they worship, the way they treat people. All of these things are important, but you begin with faith, which has come by hearing, verses 1 through 4. Supply to your faith. So, faith is a foundation. What do you believe, and why do you believe it? What is the foundation of the things you believe? Are they worth believing, or should they be rejected? Or should they be reevaluated? If they turn out to be true, then keep on believing them, because it needs to be a foundation based upon the right kind of things. And so that leads me to say that Faith is accepting the truth regarding what God has said. Whatever God says is true, whether we believe it or not. And so we might as well believe what He has said, because it is true, and that will help us build this foundation of faith for living. For example, God has said things about Himself. He has said that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. John 3:16. We need to believe whatever God says about Himself. We need to believe whatever Jesus said about Himself. Except ye believe that I am, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. I think there are people who are willing to believe at least some things that God says about Himself, but they don't want to believe what the Bible says about Jesus. That makes it unacceptable. It makes it a false faith. It makes the foundation unworthy for your life if you're rejecting that. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says things about Him. The Bible says many things about itself, that it is profitable unto all good works, because it's inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So faith is all of these, and faith also leads to further obedience. Paul speaks of faith that works by love. Galatians 5:6. Faith is all of this, and that's why it's so important for us to view it as a commandment from God, and that we do our study so we can learn enough about His Word to accept what God has said and move on the path of the gospel plan of salvation. Thank you for listening today.